You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday, the 8th of March. A couple of things relevant to today's program. Oh, it is The Breakfast Show, by the way. Yes, with me, Jerry D, just in case I forget. Thank you lot. Let's take a look at some of the things in the world of entertainment for the 8th of March. Let's go back to the year 1954. Herb McKinley. Now, he set a world record for the quarter mile when he ran the distance in 46.8 seconds. In 1959, Groucho, Chico and Harpo, the Marx Brothers, made their final TV appearance together. And in 1962, the Beatles performed for the first time on BBC in Great Britain. The show was Teenager's Turn. Gosh, remember that. And of course, what is today? Today is International Women's Day.
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I was dreaming again, you were there with me. We were on the beach, running in the sea. You pointed to the sand, but in dreams you can't read. And in that moment I snapped again. Something you see wakes you up from the dream. Wanna go back to sleep, but now you're up from the dream. Walk into the kitchen, pull the dishes from the sink. And you are changed in the blink of an eye. kitchen full of dishes from the sink, and you were changed in the blink of an eye.
So they're good. They are called Chaim, by the way, which apparently means life in Hebrew. Oh, there goes the alarm clock. Up you get. They are American pop rock band based in Los Angeles, comprising of three sisters. We're looking at Este, Danielle, and Alana Chaim. And they are, well, they were part of a musical family and began playing instruments from an early age. Good group, like them, nice music. That brought us in this morning. It's called Up From a Dream, which is what I'm probably doing this morning. Going to keep you entertained going right through till 10 this morning. Mainly women, needless to say, on today's show. Continuing with Diana Ross. Chain Reaction.
Tonight. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Goes Annie Lennox on tiptoe, I would imagine, walking on broken glass. Time on The Breakfast Show. I tell you what, we are exactly right now. That's 15 minutes, what, after the hour of 6 o'clock. It is time to put you in the shower on this Tuesday morning, the 8th of March. Listen to us on 89.3, of course. Cool FM. Get the water right. There we go. We'll be right back. Well, there we go. Yes, that is a Chaka Khan there in the shower with you this morning. I'm Every Woman. Time to get you out and on your way to wherever it is you're going today. It is International Women's Day, as I mentioned when we opened up this morning. And mainly women this morning. It may be all women, I'm not sure yet. But we're going to make our way through the morning with a lot of ladies. And talking of ladies, in the last hour today, it is Tuesday, or being well, we're going to be linking up with Sarah, our feisty foodie. There in, she's still up there in Canada. Usual bits and pieces. We'll look at the local news headlines in around about 10 minutes time. 7 o'clock, some of the international news headlines. Ech. Nothing good to tell you, I'm afraid. 7:30, some of the international business news headlines. Ech. Nothing good to tell you, I'm afraid. Oh dear. In between the two, we'll take a look at the weather. Hopefully there will be something good to tell you there. You never know. Local news, 8 and 9 o'clock on the hour this morning. As I say, plenty of great music going right through until 10 o'clock. I tell you what, how many of you remember the original one of that? Originally was Frida Payne. She made that originally back in 1970, Band of Gold. Written and composed, by the way, by the former Motown producers, Holland Dozier Holland, under the pseudonym of Edith Wayne. And Ron Dunbar, a major hit when first recorded by Frida Payne back in 1970 for the Invictus label. And guess what? That was owned by Holland Dozier Holland. Recorded a number of times by numerous artists, notably competing 1986 versions by contrasting pop singers Belinda Carlisle and the one we just, we're still playing, Bonnie Tyler. And 2007 version of also came out. That was by Kimberly Locke. Here on The Breakfast Show time, we're just making our way to 25 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. There we go, Nicolette Larson and a lot of love. Time on The Breakfast Show, we are 28 and a half minutes, and that is after, that is after the, I'm just trying to work it out, it's after the hour, 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And great to be with you on this International Women's Day today. 29 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And say, if you have just joined us, very good morning. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. Let's look at some of the items we'll be looking at in the local news. We'll be looking at in more detail later on this morning. Starting off with the epidemiological report of Monday revealed 362 new COVID-19 infections. That was in the last 24 hours. Regarding the deaths, it indicates that the accumulated number is now 8,118 after reporting three new deaths and updating one from an earlier date. The new cases were known after performing 6,662 tests, which showed a positivity of 5.4%. Active cases are amounting to 3,113, of which 2,975 are in home isolation, 138 are hospitalized. Now, those in isolation, they're divided into 2,949 at home, 30 in the so-called hospital hotels. There are 115 patients in the hospitalized wards and 23 in the intensive care units. Healthcare authorities, or the health authorities, announced that vaccination against COVID-19 in schools would begin on Monday, the 14th of March, as part of the strategies to protect the population from the virus at the start of the 2022 school year. Yaritza Rios, Regional Director of Health of San Miguelito, announced that the nursing teams of the Ministry of Health already have a schedule for immunization in schools nationwide and that it would start next Monday. Things to remember, that it will be not just immunizing for coronavirus, but other vaccines in which there has been low coverage due to the pandemic. That will also be applied. Now, of course, it is down to the parents, it says here, and also they have they authorize, this is the parents, that they authorize for their children to receive the vaccinations. Remember, the vaccination is the decision of each parent, and this will be done with prior authorization, said Rios. Some 954,233 students began on Monday to return to the classroom. This is after 2 years of absence due to COVID-19. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, attended the official ceremony organized for the start of the school year at the La Concepcion School in Juan Díaz. There, the President expressed that after 24 difficult months, as of this Monday, the right step has been taken, although he acknowledged that much remains to be done. Walkatoriano Deputy Vinicio Robinson, who presides over the ruling PRD party, acquired apparently through a private foundation a farm in Bocchetti. The sale was made through a triangulation. However, it traces lead to one of the most important contracting companies of the Panamanian state. This is Bagatrack S.A.R. A very good very good article on that, by the way. You might want to read it in La Prensa. If the approval of a domain forfeiture law in Panama is done correctly, it should not raise fears about the possible affectation of the presumption of innocence or the right of individuals. This was warned by the Attorney General of Accounts, Waleska Hormachea, and the magistrate of the First Criminal Chamber and substitute of the Constitutional Chamber of El Salvador, that is Ramon Garcia, during a recent discussion on the subject organized by the National Bar Association. Hormachea pointed out that with a law that involves the participation of a prosecutor and a judge, citizens can make use of their right to defense and due process. A group of 22 people who belong to the Baghdad gang were sentenced this Monday, the 7th of March, for the crime of gang activity, reported the public ministry. According to the reports of the First Superior Prosecutor's Office against organized crime, this criminal group operated in various sectors of the district of La Chorea in the province of Panama, West Panama. Although the Comptroller General of the Republic announced the definitive and permanent elimination of the mobilization expenses that allow some mayors and representatives to have a monthly income of more than $10,000, the entity in charge of overseeing public finances suggests the use of the expense from unforeseen to events in the communities that, due to their magnitude and nature, cannot be foreseen. As of the circular, he and payments will not be endorsed under the concept of mobilization expenses. However, he points out that any disbursement that is based on eventualities that cannot be foreseen in the communities will use the object of expense with code 930, unforeseen, because it is more in line with current regulations. I think that's just to confuse us. The recent rainfall in the canal, here's a little bit of good news, has allowed the Panama Canal Authority to postpone the previously announced draft adjustments in the Neopanamax locks, which was due to begin on the 1st of March. Through a notice sent to shipping companies, the ACP had announced a reduction of half a foot of draft as of the 1st of March, but after the rains, it was postponed until the 16th of March. Of course, they are continuously monitoring the situation, and they do keep the shipping companies sort of updated. It's a bit of good news that all that rain we've had recently, like when I was driving to Colón on Sunday, is being put to good use. Breakfast show time. We are 22 and a half minutes before 7.
Talking to you.
Gonna get
fresh type of flow. Miss Icicle, ride that bicycle. Come true, yo, get you this type of blow. If you want a menage, I got a tricycle.
All these bitches close with my mini-me. I be smoking, so they call me Young Nicki Chimney. Rappers and they feelin' cause they feelin' me. I give zero fucks and I got zero chillin' me. Kissin' me, cop the blue box that say Tiffany. Curry with the shot, just tell them to call me Stephanie. Gun pop, then I make my gun pop. I'm the queen of rap, young Ariana Run Pop.
These friends keep talking way too much. Say I should give them up. Can't hear them no goodbye.
Ah, bless. There we go. Ariana Grande there. Side to side. It's like a completely new language, isn't it? It got a laugh. I haven't said we need a laugh, don't we, these days? Good grief. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 23 and a half minutes before 7 o'clock. I can understand this one.
Oh,
Donna Miles and Black Velvet. I'm just taking a look, taking a rummage, as I do, around the internet. One of the things that came in this morning, some techie news. Apparently, Apple is announcing new products today. The company's first product event of the year, titled Peak Performance, starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And it says here, as always, Apple won't say what it'll be revealing, but we'll likely see a new version of its low-cost iPhone SE and an upgraded iPad Air. CNBC reported Apple may announce an update to iOS 1.5.15, which would include upgrades to certain features like facial recognition. Apple may also unveil Mac computers with newer M-series processors. It also goes on to say, for those planning to buy a new phone after the event, taking the time to move important data can be tedious. And it says here, so we broke it down. Better. I don't understand. I mean, I have a Samsung. When I buy a new phone, you just tell it to do this and bang. Within not too long either. All the information from one phone is on the new phone, and it's just like you never did anything. It's all very clever, you know. Sheena Easton on The Breakfast Show. She's a modern girl. If she's got any sense, she gets up in the morning and listens to The Breakfast Show. We're 13 before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, going right through till 10 this morning.
Banquet on which we feed. the telephone. Love is an angel disguised as lust. Here in our beds until the morning comes.
There we go, Patti Smith band there, and Because the Night. And the time on The Breakfast Show, we're 6.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. We're going to take a look at some of the depressing news, international news, at 7 o'clock this morning. By the way, it is International Women's Day, as I've been telling you so far this morning. It's a global holiday celebrated annually on the 8th of March, and it's to commemorate the cultural, political and socio-economic achievements of women. And it is also a focal point in a women's rights movement, bringing attention to issues such as gender equality, reproductive rights and violence and abuse against women. Now, spurred on by the universal female suffrage movement that had begun in New Zealand, International Women's Day originated from labour movements in North America and Europe during the early 20th century. The earliest version was purportedly a Women's Day organised by the Socialist Party of America in New York City, and that was in February 28th, going back to 1909. This inspired German delegates at the 1910 International Socialist Women's Conference to propose a special Women's Day to be organised annually, albeit with no set date. The following year saw the first demonstrations and commemorations of International Women's Day across Europe after women gained suffrage in Soviet Russia. This was 1917. So there's some of the history. International Women's Day was made a national holiday on March the 8th. It was subsequently celebrated on that date by the socialist movement and communist countries as well. The holiday was associated with far-left movements and government until its adoption by the global feminist movement in the late 1960s. Become now a mainstream global holiday following its adoption by the United Nations in 1977. It's a holiday. Do all the ladies have a day off today? I know somebody wishes they did. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Beneath its snowy mantle, golden face, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. But anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life, the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. Snowbird hang on my day. The one I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away.
Tell you what, that's a short one, isn't it? Anne Murray there, and that was Snowbird, and the length of 2 minutes and 10 seconds. So I need another one of about 2 minutes and 11 seconds. It's the girl group, the Angels, the from 1963.
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when
back.
You see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause
he's
kind of big and he's awful strong.
My reputation. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
La, yeah, la, boyfriend,
boyfriend,
my boyfriend.
Look out
now.
La,
boyfriend,
back.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show. Right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations gmail.com.
It's a life, it's a step, it's a need, it's a blessing.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Lovely to have you with us. Time on the breakfast show. We're just making our way to 2 minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. Taking a look at some of the international news for this morning, the World Health Organization said on Tuesday that attacks on hospitals, ambulances and other healthcare facilities in Ukraine have increased rapidly in recent days and warned the country is running short of vital medical supplies. The United Nations agency on Monday confirmed at least 9 people had died in 16 attacks on healthcare facilities since the start of a Russian invasion on the 24th of February. It did not say who was responsible. Ukrainians boarded buses to flee the besieged eastern city of Sumy on Tuesday. The first evacuation from a Ukrainian city through a humanitarian corridor agreed with Russia after several failed attempts in recent days. Sumy Governor Dmytro Zivitsky said in a video statement that the first buses had already departed. Sumy for the city of Poltava. This is further west. He said priority would be given to the disabled, pregnant women and children in orphanages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address British lawmakers via video link in the House of Commons on Tuesday, the first time a president of another country has addressed the main Westminster chamber. Zelensky, who has spoken to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on several occasions since Russia invaded his country, has made a number of impassioned speeches to Western leaders in the last week, asking for supplies and military support. The number of refugees now fleeing the Russian invasion of Ukraine has now increased to 2 million, the head of UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, said on Tuesday. Ukraine began evacuating civilians from besieged cities Tuesday. This was after Russia did allow the creation of humanitarian corridors, and Kiev appealed to Moscow to keep its guns silent so that people could leave safely. Residents began leaving the northeastern city, as we mentioned, of Sumy, and the town of Irpin near the capital Kiev, but it was unclear if Ukraine would agree to use other humanitarian corridors if they took Ukrainians to Russia or Belarus. British Defence Minister Ben Wallace said on Tuesday that Britain would support Poland if it decided to provide Ukraine with fighter jets, but warned that doing so might have a direct consequences for Poland. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has successfully put a second military satellite, the Nor 2, into orbit. The semi-official news agency Tasnim said on Tuesday. The announcement came as talks held in Vienna to revive an agreement restraining Iran's nuclear program have reached a critical stage. Nor 2 is orbiting at an altitude of 500 kilometers, that's about 311 miles. The first military satellite launched by the Islamic Republic in April of 2020 placed the Nor, or Light in Persian, in an orbit of 425 kilometers, 265 miles above the Earth's surface. Turkey and Israel will seek to overcome years of animosity and insults when their presidents meet for the first time in more than a decade this week, expanding a recent Turkish charm offensive with regional rivals. The two countries have traded accusations over Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories and Ankara's support for the militant Islamic group Hamas, which governs Gaza. Diplomatic ties hit a low in 2018 when they expelled ambassadors. Malaysia will reopen its borders from the 1st of April and allow entry without quarantine for visitors vaccinated against COVID-19, Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob said on Tuesday. The Southeastern Asian country will also transition to the endemic phase of COVID-19 from next month, Ismail Sabri said in a televised address. United Nations Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet announced on Tuesday that she has reached an agreement with China for a visit foreseen in May, and said that she had already raised the cases of some critics who have been arrested for speaking out. Her visit would include a stop in the Xinjiang region, where activists say some 1 million Uyghurs were held or are held in mass detention, she told the Human Rights Council in Geneva by video message. Satellite imagery shows construction at North Korea's nuclear testing site for the first time since it was closed in 2018, analysts said on Tuesday, as a US intelligence report warned the country could resume major weapons tests this year. Russia and the United States should return to the principle of peaceful coexistence, like during the Cold War, the Interfax news agency cited the Russian Foreign Ministry as saying on Tuesday. The Foreign Ministry added that it was open to honest and mutually respectful dialogue with the United States and that hope remained that normalcy in relations between the two countries could be restored, Interfax reported. And that's it. Some of those things in the international news for this morning. We'll take a look at some of the business news later on at around about 7:30 the hour of 7 o'clock. And in between now and then, we'll also take a look at the weather, which I can say, looking out of the studio window this morning, looks quite good so far. We need a little bit of sunshine. We need a little bit of Sonorisa smiling. The world is so depressing. Carly Simon, and You're So Vain on The Breakfast Show.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself devout. And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
17 minutes right now after the hour, 7 o'clock. That's Cara Emerald there, and the other woman. That was Cara Emerald. See, I can understand what she's singing. Before that, You're So Vain. That was a song. It was written back in 1971, and it was by Carly Simon and released in November of 1972. One of the songs with which Carly Simon is most identified, and upon its release reached number one in the United States, Canada, Australia, and in New Zealand as well, and ranked as at number 92 on Billboard's Greatest Songs of All Time. Your So Vain was voted number 2016 also in the RIAA Songs of the Century. And the UK Officials of Chart in August of 2014 crowned it the ultimate song of the 1970s. Good grief. Hope she gets a lot of money for that. And by the way, getting up to just last year, 2021, the song was ranked 495th on the Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. There we go. Right, I tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to take a look at the weather for this morning. We're going to go and start off over there in the province of Colón in the Costa Arriba, as we do. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 24 being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, that's going to be the thermal sensation. Their relative humidity's come down a bit from the other day, which is rather nice at 75%. Now, chance of isolated showers, though, during the course of this morning. Partially cloudy in the afternoon, and those isolated showers, they could come back tonight. Moving over to West Panama, we're looking 33 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 22, the minimum. 37 degrees, the thermal sensation, relative humidity, rather nice, at 60%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Chance of some isolated showers in the afternoon, but tonight it'll be nice and clear. Moving along the coast a little bit to us here in the metropolitan area, we're looking at 34 degrees Celsius, being the maximum temperature today, with 23 degrees, the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, and wait for it, relative humidity, 53%, known as comfortable. And partially cloudy this morning. Yes, you got it. Isolated showers during the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. So it's not going to be quite as clear for us here as it will be in West Panama tonight. Now, moving out to the Gulf, anybody's going that way, I can see a big golden globe there. 32 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature, with 25 the minimum. 37, thermal sensation, it seems to be fairly static for most of us, and 73% will be the relative humidity. Clear out there for this morning, a little bit of cloud in the afternoon, partially cloudy, and partially cloudy tonight as well. Taking a look at maritime conditions, because we are a maritime nation, whether we like it or not. We're going to start with the Pacific Ocean. We're going to look at the low tide. That's the first one today. That was at 1:26 this morning. That was 0.18 of a metre. High tide, that'll be at 7:38. Not long to go for that. That'll be 4.18 metres. Low tide again, 1:41 in the afternoon, 0.49 of a metre. And the last high tide today, that's going to be at 7:53 tonight, and that'll be 4.3 metres. Moving over to the Caribbean, we've got high tide, that was at 5:31 this morning, that was 0.27 of a metre. Low tide, that's going to be just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon at 12:57, minus 0.06 of a metre. High tide again, 6:42 in the afternoon, 0.09 of a metre. And the last low tide, just after 11 o'clock tonight, just a fraction, 11:01, and that'll be 0.05 of a metre. So there are your tides for today, if you're looking at going out in the water. Now, if you're actually going to get onto the water, let's see what the sea conditions are like for you. Starting over on the Caribbean coast, good conditions for this morning. Winds are sort of moderate, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour with a north-northeasterly direction. If you're boarding today, you're going to have a swell of waves of 3 feet during the course of the morning. Taking a look at the afternoon, still good conditions, no problems there. No, not much, well, no change at all really. 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, north-northeast, and those waves remaining at 3 feet. So that's going to be fairly static during the day. On the Pacific coast, we are looking at good conditions for this morning. We're looking at 10 to 20 kilometre an hour winds with a north-northwesterly direction. Waves, a couple of feet better than the other side, just 1 foot are your waves for today. In the afternoon, good conditions continuing. The wind is changing slightly, getting up to 15 to 30 kilometres an hour. Wind direction will be from the north in the afternoon. Waves, they're going to increase 100%. They're going to go from 1 foot to 2 feet. That's not bad, is it, really? Right, so that's it. There's your weather for this morning, for this Tuesday morning on The Breakfast Show. And let me see what we got time-wise, just to keep you up to date with the time. We are 22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
After the rains have gone, something inside me I know is dying for you. The sleet and the snow just drift me, I know, away. After the rains have gone, something inside me cries, what's behind that door? This girl just can't take it. Just can't take it anymore. After the pain has gone, I finally open my eyes, not crying anymore. We drifted apart, it's broken our hearts, surviving. After the rains have gone, something inside me cries, what's behind that door? This girl just can't take it anymore. This girl just can't take it anymore. Something inside me cries, what's behind that door? This girl just can't take it anymore. This girl just can't take it anymore. Oh, I just can't take that my love.
beautiful tracks. Gosh, aren't they lovely? Both to do with the rain, which we're not going to see too much of today. Might be a bit showery in the afternoon. We started off with Shirley Bassey, and After the Rain followed on. That was Wendy Moten and Coming Out of the Rain. Two beautiful tracks. It is time to go over to Emotions Dinner Theatre. Check in with JP for the latest news.
Thank you, Jerry. Breaking news right now. Emotions Dinner Theatre is hosting a top entertainment aerialist starting March 17th all the way through March. You don't want to miss this show. She is from Ukraine, has an amazing story, went through Poland to get out of Ukraine. We have her here, and she wants to perform her heart out for all of us here in Panama. So make sure you get online, get your tickets now, get on WhatsApp or Instagram and book your ticket through there. You do not want to miss it. This will be sold out shows.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes, indeed. Time is 29 and a half minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget local news for you at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Joining me in the last hour, it is Feisty Foodie, Sarah Solomon, should be chatting with us later on today. Looking at some of the business news for today, a little bit to get through here. World stocks held at a one-year low on Tuesday, while gold climbed above the key $2,000 level as the prospect of a ban on Russian oil imports pushed up oil prices and raised concerns of soaring inflation and slowing economic growth. President Joe Biden's administration is willing to move ahead with a U.S. ban on Russian oil imports, even if European allies do not, U.S. sources indicated, while Russia warned that prices could surge to $300 a barrel and it might close the main gas pipeline to Germany if the West halts oil imports over the invasion of Ukraine. International oil benchmark Brent crude, which briefly hit more than $139 a barrel in the previous session, was up about 2.6% at 126.42. And still with Europe rejecting plans to ban energy imports, there was some relief when European stocks picked up more than 1% in early trading, although some analysts said that that may be a temporary reprieve. Since mid-February, European banks have lost a quarter of their share value and an earnings hit looks inevitable. After the S&P 500's worst day since October of 2020, Wall Street futures pointed to more losses. The price action appears to reflect building concerns over a sharper slowdown recession for the global economy on the back of the energy price shock, Mizuho strategists said in a note. The MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 50 countries, was down 0.2% and has lost 10% since early February. It was down as much as 0.5% in early Asian trading, hitting its lowest level since March of 2021. An Asian stock market gauge lost 1% in afternoon trade, tracking a bruising Wall Street session with Japan and Hong Kong leading losses. Clearly, oil is in the firing line now from both sides, and there is a little bit of a brinkmanship as to who can threaten whom when it comes to oil imports or exports, said Kyle Roda, a market analyst at IG Australia. Russia's ruble fell sharply in thin trading on Monday to a fresh record low, with local markets closed for trading until at least Wednesday. The ruble has lost nearly 50% of its value against the greenback since the start of the year, with losses sharply accelerating since Russia invaded Ukraine on the 24th of February, a move that sparked sweeping sanctions from various governments across the world. The ruble bids were indicated as far as 150 to the dollar after closing at 121.037 on Friday, according to Refinitiv data. On the EBS trading platform, the ruble weakened as far as 160 to the dollar, or more than 22%, and was recently traded at 145, down 14.5% on the day. Bid-ask spreads were between 7 and 15 cents, pointing to an increasingly illiquid market. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to sign a long-awaited executive order this week directing the Justice Department, Treasury and other agencies to study the legal and economic ramifications of creating a U.S. central bank digital currency. A source familiar with the matter said on Monday. The White House last year said that it was considering a wide-ranging oversight of the cryptocurrency market, including an executive order to deal with growing threat of ransomware and other cybercrime. The United States is willing to move ahead with a ban on Russian oil imports, this is what we were saying earlier on, without the participation of allies in Europe. This is according to two people talking to Reuters, and this is in light, of course, of the invasion of Ukraine. President Joe Biden held a video conference call with the leaders of France, Germany and the United Kingdom on Monday as his administration continues to seek their support for a ban on Russian oil imports. Japan has frozen the assets of an additional 32 Russian and Belarusian officials and oligarchs following the invasion of Ukraine, the Ministry of Finance announced on Tuesday. The newly added sanctions target 20 Russians, including deputy chiefs of staff for President Vladimir Putin's administration, deputy chairman of the state parliament, the head of the Chechen Republic, and executives of companies with close ties to the government, such as Volga Group, Transneft, and Wagner. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is ramping up the price of metals used in cars, from aluminium in the bodywork to palladium in catalytic converters to the high-grade nickel in electric vehicle batteries, and drivers are likely to foot the bill. While metals have not been the target of Western sanctions yet, some shippers and auto parts suppliers are already steering clear of Russian goods, putting more pressure on car makers already reeling from a chip shortage and higher energy prices. The British government has asked its nuclear regulator to start the process of approving Rolls-Royce's planned small-scale modular nuclear reactor, which policymakers hope will help cut dependence on fossil fuels and lower carbon emissions. And US electric vehicle maker Tesla Inc. Sold 56,515 China-made vehicles in February, including 33,315 for export. The China Passenger Car Association said on Tuesday, Tesla, which has made Model 3 sedans and Model Y sports utility vehicles in Shanghai since 2019, sold 59,845 China-made vehicles in January. And lastly, the condition of China's winter wheat crop could be the worst in history, the agricultural minister said on Saturday, raising concerns about grain supplies in the world's biggest wheat consumer. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the country's annual parliament meeting, Minister of Agriculture and Rural Affairs Tang Renjian said that rare heavy rainfall last year delayed the planting amount one-third of the normal wheat acreage. That's it. Don't need more, do we? That's enough. That's some of the things in the international news this morning at 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
She looks into the future. She sees too many problems.
Donna Summer, the disco diva, 1970s and 1980s there, and Breakaway. This is another great track. I've always liked this one. Judy Zook, Stay With Me Till Dawn. about that song. A lot of good memories of that one. Judy Zook there, and Stay With Me Till That Dawn. 1979 was when she released that. She is a British singer, songwriter. That was off of her debut album, which was called Welcome to the Cruise, and written by Judy Zook together with Mike Paxman, produced by John Hunter. It was her only Australian and UK top 40 single, charted at number 8 in Australia and at number 16 in the United Kingdom. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says, good day, everybody. Says, it's a bit hot day today, but at least there's some nice breeze. That's the important thing. Nice breeze and low relative humidity, which is what we have today as well. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. It's called Only Teardrops, and it's from Emmanuel de Forest.
It's red tonight. We're on the edge tonight. No shooting star to guide us. Eye for an eye. Why tear each other apart? Please tell me why. Why do we make it so hard? Look at us now. We only got ourselves to blame. It's such a shame. Can we win and lose? How many times can we break the rules between us? Only teardrops. How many times do we have to fight? How many times can we get it right between us? Only teardrops. So come and face me now. Here on this stage tonight, let's leave the past behind us. Eye for an eye, why tear each other apart? Please tell me why. Why do we make it so hard? Look at us now. We only got ourselves to blame. It's such a shame. So tell me, how many times can we win and lose? How many times can we break the rules between?
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
In the dark when you feel lost, wanna be the best at what cost? If you're gonna stay here, nothing's ever changing. No, big world, gotta see it all. Gotta get up even when you fall. There's no point in waiting.
There we go. Two in a row. We started off with Katy Perry and Electric, and this Crystal Waters and Gypsy Woman. Taking us up, I tell you what, taking us up to the top of the hour, and we've got this, and this is Kate Bush.
Focus on the day that's been. I realize he's there when I turn the light off and turn over. Nobody knows about my man. They think he's lost on some horizon, and suddenly I find myself listening to a man.
I mentioned Kate Bush for you, taking us up to the top of the hour, and the man with the child in his eyes, and it is exactly, it's exactly 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
Whoa! Valet Motors! Best car stylist around Panama! What's that, them? At 6431-0419! Valet Motors!
Valet. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
it takes, just like a woman, yes, she does, and she makes love just like a woman, and she aches just like a woman, but she breaks like a little girl. Nobody feels anything tonight as I stand inside the rain. Everybody knows the baby's got new clothes lately. I see her ribbons and her bows, and the problems from her curls. She takes just like a woman, yes, she does, and she makes love just like a woman, and she aches just like a woman, and she breaks like a little girl. It was raining from the first. Everybody knows I was dying of thirst. So I came here. A long time's curse. And what's worse is his pain. Yeah. I can't stay in here.
There were two classic acts, it's those two, Lita and Lita Adams, that started us off with Get Here, followed on Nina Simone and Just Like a Woman. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're 26 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. And I guess, you know, talking about classic women.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Ooh, it's Tuesday, and imagine that. I feel like yesterday I played Paul Bunyan. Went to a friend's house. He had cut down a tree. He was the Paul Bunyan. So we went over with a chainsaw to cut it up, make it into firewood so I has to bring it home, and then season it. And he looked at
me and goes, what? And I says, well, you know, when you cut wood, it's wet. You can't burn it the first year. You got to let it season and dry out so that it can be burnt the next year. So you put it over to a side and you cover it and you use last year's wood this year. And next year you use this year, what you get this year. He just looked at me and said, you crazy girl. I was like, well, how else do you expect to have good dry firewood? You have to season it. You have to allow it to dry out. And then he looked at me just like I had two heads. And I said, well, you know, I am a country girl from a mountain region in Ohio. So, you know, hey, we know how to do these things. I remember being out in the countryside in a place called Ontario. And we would have the wood and the, delivered, and then we'd have to stack it. And it'd be a cord of wood or half a cord of wood. And then you'd have to cover it. So you made sure that it stayed dry. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm doing stuff that I used to do in the States in the cold weather here in El Valle, which is kind of okay. I mean, it's not just okay. It's kind of, what is it, kind of weird, you know, because all of a sudden I'm like drying cords of wood and I'm thinking, maybe I haven't gone so far from home in the first place. Maybe that's just more green and more lush and more plush. Hey, how was the driving yesterday, I hear it was kind of complicated, lots of stuff changing around and whatnot. Hopefully it'll be better today. I have to drive into the city. There's no way around it. I have to go in today or tomorrow and get some work done. But, oh, my goodness. It's going to be interesting being behind the wheel when there's kids again in the street and kids and buses and everything, which is fabulous. I'm so glad after 2 years we got kids back to school. You know, there's some kids that are 8 years old who've never been to school. Imagine that. Well, I'm glad they're back. Anyways, sorry to hear you're alone today, Jerry. I hope you have plenty of things to keep you busy. I know Yaz is out on a special assignment. She's getting some information on something she's going to be seeing, and then she come back and report to you and tell us what happened and how pretty it was and everything like that. And I'm looking forward to hearing that, too. All right, I'm off to feed the cats, go to the gym. I got to stack that wood back there today, so I got me some exercise ahead. Take care. You wash them hands, as Jerry says. Stay away from each other. We don't want any more of this stuff passed around. All right. Everything good here, everything good there, and back to you in the studio.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Show with Jerry D.
you've probably realised that is a great favourite of mine at the moment. Yola. Dancing Away in Tears. Somebody's asking me, Yola, who's that? I said, Y-O-L-A, check her out. Before that, Dolly Parton and Jolene. And that made somebody very happy this morning. Good morning, Renee. That's my middle name, she says. Thought so. Moving on, this is Joy Crooks. We've been playing a lot of her as well. Feet Don't Let Me Down. Indeedy, my feet. Oh, feet, don't fail me now. Wait till you get a bit older. They do it automatically. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. It is time to go over to Emotions Dinner Theatre. Check in with JP for the latest news.
Thank you, Jerry. Breaking news right now. Emotions Dinner Theatre is hosting a tribute to Michael Jackson and Freddie Mercury starting March 17th. These shows will only be for 2 weeks, so you don't want to miss them. You want to buy your tickets online or go to their WhatsApp and make a reservation to hold your seat. This will be a sold-out show.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell Carbley on there on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah.
answers.
Because we play
this.
Car ride to Malibu, strawberry ice cream. One spoon for two and trading jackets. Laughing about how small it looks on you. Watching reruns of Glee, being annoying, singing in harmony. I bet she's bragging to all her friends, saying you're so unique. So when you're gonna tell her that we did that too, she thinks it's special, but it's so reused. That was our place. I found it first. I made the jokes. You tell to her when she's with you. Do you get deja vu when she's with you? Do you get deja vu? Do you get deja vu?
I've seen that before. It comes from Olivia Rodrigo, and she's American, by the way, singer-songwriter, and it was released on the 1st of April of last year as the second single from her debut studio album, which was called Sour, through Geffen and Interscope Records, and the song was announced on her website and by her social media accounts on 29th of March 2021. Says paying for publicity, doesn't it? Right, let's take, if we can, because today, by the way, if you're just not long tuned in and you're with us, all the music today is by the ladies, because today is International Women's Day. And if we're going to play music from the ladies, well, of course, Aretha Franklin's up there at the top, isn't she? Well, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman was one of her greatest hits. A 1967 single was released by Aretha Franklin. It was on Atlantic Records. Now, the words were written by Jerry Goffin, and it was from an idea, by the way, by Atlantic producer Jerry Rexler. And the music was composed by Carole King. And now, written for Aretha Franklin, the record was a big hit, reaching number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 for. But, you see there, big build-up for Aretha Franklin there. This is the version from Carole King, who wrote it. Or did the music.
On the morning rain,
Oh, we seem to have a little bit of a problem with that one. That's what you get, you see. You play that one and say, no, you should be playing the Aretha Franklin version. Let me just go back a bit, see if it was just a problem with the track or whether it was a problem. Yeah, no, it's definitely a problem with the track, so we'll have to erase that from my library and find another one. Anyway, this was going to be the follow-up. As you can't beat live radio, can you? Aretha Franklin, Say a Little Prayer.
And I wake up before I pull on my makeup. I say a little prayer for you. And while I'm combing my hair now and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you.
There we go, yes, Aretha Franklin, Say a Little Prayer. Renee says, yes, Say a Little Prayer for live radio. Absolutely, you've got to love it, haven't you? So much fun and excitement. So, yeah, thanks for reading that, Renee. Yes, Say a Little Prayer for us as well. Good morning, Rowena and Phil in Mexico. Not Pana, in Mexico. Shame on you. Good morning, Rowena and Phil. This is Good Morning, Jerry, without Yasmin. How about Little Bird by Annie Lennox, please? This one should be all right. Breakfast show time, 10 minutes exactly before the hour of 9 o'clock.
We'll be right back.
And that's Rowena and Phil there. Rowena and Phil in Mexico. She just said we just finished our walk along the beach and sent me a nice picture of the sunrise there in Mexico. Looks just like the one here, really. The same one, I guess. Same sun, isn't it? Anyway, hope you're having a wonderful time. Don't forget to come back and see us here in Panama sometime. Taking a look at a few things in technology, so having a bit of a rummage this morning. The teen who, by the way, you may have heard of him, he tracks Elon Musk's jet. Well, he's now following Russian oligarch's yachts. The 19-year-old started a Twitter account. It was called at Russia Yachts, that tracks the whereabouts of yachts owned by Russian billionaires. The tracker is the successor to accounts that follow Elon Musk's and Russian billionaires' jets as well. Salesforce, the company Salesforce, cancelled meetings for a week and found that it reduced employees' stress. About one-third of the company employees participated in the week of asynchronosis work. Asynchronosis work, or work without real-time communication. How nice is that? And the majority reported higher productivity and less stress. See, just leave people alone to do their work and they'll be all right. And Tesla, by the way, we mentioned them this morning, has sold a lot of cars over there in China. Tesla updated the design of its conventional rectangular, or yeah, it's controversial, not conventional, controversial rectangular steering yoke. New Teslas will have the horn in the middle of the steering yoke, whereas older models had a small button on the side of the steerer for honking the horn. So they are, now you know. How about a double whammy? How about two for the price of one? Gloria Estefan doing a duet with Chrissy Hynde. That sounds great, doesn't it? The song's called One Name. This is going to take us up to the top of the hour for the news. If you missed it at 8, well, we've got it for you in around about 3.5 minutes' time.
A man opens his eyes under a bridge where he's been sleeping to keep himself from weeping. He gets up and goes on his way. A woman left forward crosses his path and barely misses. She curses his existence, leans on the horn and goes on her way. Living worlds apart, what could they ever have in common? Started life with so much promise, different choices on the way. Feeling desolate and distant, losing hope with every instant. If there's happiness, they've missed it in this endless game. Forgive him, but the words are still hard to say. His daughter feels regret for choosing work over a family she wanted once so badly. With every choice, there's a price to pay. Grown so far apart, they should have everything in common. Started out with so much promise, different choices on the way. She just needed his attention. He had no time for affection. Now they're struggling for redemption, knowing that to play.
Yeah.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245. Or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
Oh. It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
So gentle that when she passes.
Your Brown Eyes Blue from Carly Simon. Now, the one before that was the girl from Ipanema. And did you recognize the artist? It was off the Lioness album from Amy Winehouse. Still to come on the program, we're going to be checking in probably around about 7 or 8 minutes' time with our feisty foodie, with Sarah Solomon, up there in Canada. Got some Ukraine-type dishes, I believe, for today. We were going to do it last week. But of course we were on carnival last week, weren't we? Here is Sophie B. Hawkins on this morning's breakfast show, As I Lay Me Down.
It felt like springtime on this February morning. In a courtyard, birds were singing your praise. I'm still recalling things you said to make me feel alright. I carry them with me today now as you will hold me dear, though I'm far away. I'll whisper your name into the sky, and I will wake up happy. I wonder why I feel so high, though I am not above the sorrow, heavy hearted.
The sky, and I will wake up happy.
Sophie B. Hawkins and As I Lay Me Down to Sleep. Time on the Breakfast Show, 25 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's program. This is Selena, Dreaming of You. Won't be long, I'll be able to go and have a nap. Coming up, Feisty Foodie, Sarah.
Late at night when all the world is sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking of me too. 'Cause I'm dreaming of you tonight till tomorrow.
Selena and Dreaming of You. And we're just waiting for Sarah, but while we wait, we're taking the track, going back in time. This is with Petula Clark. Remember this one, Don't Sleep in the Subway.
All the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
What?
Dionne Warwick and I'll Never Fall in Love Again. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 25 minutes before 10. I just got a message from Sarah. She's having internet issues right now at the moment. We shut down our Zoom link and started it again. If she comes on, we'll stop the music. But this is a great track. This is another, well, classic. Billie Holiday.
You've changed. That sparkle in your eyes is gone. Your smile is just a careless yawn. You're breaking my heart. You've changed. You've changed. Your kisses now are so blasé. You're bored with me in every way. I can't understand. You've changed.
There we go, that is the classic Billie Holiday there, and you've changed. I think we've got Sarah on the line, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I like that track, I'm going to put it on for tomorrow as well. And good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing great. You're having a bit of a bad morning, are you?
Well, you know, some days the internet's my friend and some days it isn't, and today it chose not to be.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right.
How, by the way, happy International Women's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And same to you.
Thank you, dear.
You know, and to the women in your life, I guess. Yaz behind you, if she's there, I can't see.
No, she's not in the studio this morning. She's out on a mission.
Ooh, what's her mission?
She's gone to some event, and she'll tell me all about it eventually. So, yeah.
Glad you're so interested in it.
Well, no, because she tells me all about it, you see. She just said to me yesterday, the other day before yesterday, she said, oh, I've got an event on Tuesday, and I have to leave you on your own. So, okay, so there we go.
Lucky you're a big boy.
I think so, sometimes.
So I missed you guys last week.
Yes, because you didn't realize it was Carnival.
Well, you know, the other countries. Stuff goes through the cracks, what can I tell you?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, because I thought we'd, I thought you might have known, but we did forget.
I knew.
We did.
I forgot to
remind you. That's why Yaz isn't in today. You see, she doesn't want to talk to you because she's embarrassed.
She's actually there, but she's hiding under
the desk. Yeah, that's it, she's hiding. Anyway, listen, we're a little bit tight on time.
We're
going to look at some of the things that... you put up last week because it was the start of it's getting on for 2 weeks now, isn't it? This
right.
Terrible thing in Ukraine.
Right, and so I thought, you know, we would cover some Ukrainian recipes.
Yeah,
you know, to show our solidarity for peace and, you know, goodwill in the on the planet. And you know, what's a better way to do that than making some Ukrainian pierogies?
Yeah, who?
Right.
Yeah, which part of Ukraine do they come from? Pierogies?
Well, you know, they came from the part where, potatoes were cheap and that's
oh, right.
What people
uh-huh.
Right? You know, this was a very humble dish that had humble beginnings. And it had beginnings in various parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, one of the dishes that Ukrainians, you know, hold close to their heart. Because it was something, you know, when you didn't have a lot of money, it was mm-hmm. still a very hearty dish. To give to a family.
Well, I think the way things are going, we all might be eating pierogies in the not-too-distant future.
I got to tell you, I love pierogies. So it's
okay.
Not something that we see often in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, when we came here, all of a sudden in the freezer section, there's, you know, 10 different options. And I don't recall ever seeing that in Panama. So
I thought
we'd give people the option to make their own.
Okay. So let's get stuck in.
Okay, so well, let's start off with our filling. We're going to use large russet potatoes,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to cut them into about 1-inch chunks. We're also going to add in some grated cheddar cheese, about a pound of that, and about half a small diced onion, a teaspoon of butter, and some salt and pepper to taste.
Mm-hmm.
So our
mm-hmm.
filling is pretty simple. And all we're going to do basically is boil those potatoes, like as if you were making kind of potato.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. you want to take them out 17 to 20 minutes until they're soft enough to mash with a fork. And you want to drain them well. But you want to reserve about 2 cups of that potato water for the dough. That extra bit of starch in the water is really going to help bring
mm-hmm.
our dough together. So mm-hmm. there's a little kind of pro tip there. And then while the potatoes are boiling, we're going to saute off some onions and some butter until they were a nice golden brown and translucent. And that's also going to go into our mixture
mm-hmm.
with the gravy cheese and the nicely kind of mashed potatoes, which we're just going to season with some salt and pepper. And then what we want to do is put that filling into the fridge and let it cool down.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you can even do that the day before if you want, and because we want it nice and cool. And we're going to make the dough while it's chilling. This is a dish where you kind of want to have a little bit of thought process, because you want to do some steps maybe a bit ahead of time, because mm-hmm. they need to process. So for our dough, we're just going to do very simple. It's about 6 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of salt,
mm-hmm.
and then 2 cups of that warm reserved potato water, and just some vegetable oil and a couple of eggs. All right, so nothing too tricky. We're going to sift our flour and combine it with the salt, and then we're going to mix in our potato water, the
mm-hmm.
oil, and the eggs. And we want to pour this into about half of this mixture into the flour and mix it slowly, adding the remaining liquid until it's the right consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to knead this by hand until the flour and the liquid are well combined. And you may need to add either a little bit of flour or a little bit of water, depending on if you've added a little bit too much. But you should end up with a ball of dough that's very pliable and not too sticky.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And we're going to wrap that dough in a bit of plastic, and we're going to let it rest for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
if you want, at this time, you can do the kind of topping. So what I like to do is fry up the remaining half an onion. We'll cut it into julienne slices. You could do a small dice if you prefer. I like them to be a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to saute up some bacon and then the onion in that bacon fat. And that's going to be a really nice kind of crunchy, smoky topping that we're going to put on top. So once our dough is rested, we're going to cut it into either halves or thirds, depending on how big a piece you like to work with and how big your board is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just keep the other stuff wrapped in plastic until you're going to use it. And we want to lightly flour our counter or our table, wherever you're rolling out your dough,
mm-hmm.
and just so that it doesn't stick. And we want to roll it out to about 1/4 of an 1/8 inch thickness. All right? And
mm-hmm.
then we're going to cut the dough either using a biscuit cutter. You could even use a glass if you've got, like, a decent-sized glass, which will measure maybe about, I don't know, 2.5 inches around, maybe
mm-hmm.
up to 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to cut out our rounds, and we want to put in a nice tablespoon of filling, and we're going to seal the edges by pinching it together just with your fingers.
Okay.
And you want to make sure that there's no gaps on the edges, because if there are, when you boil them, all of your filling is going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And we
mm-hmm.
don't want that, right? And so we want to make sure that they're nicely pinched, and then we're going to cook up just boil up some water, and in small batches, doing about 10-15 pierogies at a time. And we're just going to put them in the boiling water, and we want to just stir a little bit gently to prevent the pierogies from sticking together. And then once they float to the top, then you know that they're finished and that they're cooked. So, you know, if you want, now this is depending on how much time you have and how you like your pierogies. I also like to finish them off in a frying pan
okay.
just to get
uh-huh.
just a little bit crispy. And we can do that in a little bit of olive oil or a little bit of butter. And then top that off with our beautiful crispy bacon and onion topping and serve it with a little bit of sour cream.
It reminds me of those Chinese little thing, wontons, I think. Is it wontons?
Yeah,
you know,
you know, every culture has their dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
Japan, they do gyoza and all of that. So, you know, this really plays to what they had at the time
mm-hmm.
and what was, you know, cheap and easy to feed a family with. And, you know, although pierogies can be a little bit heavy, you don't need to eat so many of them. So it stretched it out and
mm-hmm.
you know, family 6 or 8. you know, you were able to feed a family mm-hmm. and have them all feel full. And so adding that bacon just gives it, you know, that little more modern touch, although it's a very common topping that we get here. Mm-hmm. And then a little dollop of sour cream just to give it that little bit of creaminess and acidity.
Renee is saying, she says, I love pierogies. I used to eat them a lot when I was in university. Cheap eats. Yeah, but I bet you didn't cook them. They're labor intensive.
Yeah, exactly. So if you can go buy them frozen and you want to cook them up, that's fine too. And, you know, get a little bit of support. Hopefully they're Ukrainian. But, you know, I think that they're kind of hard to find in Panama. I don't ever recall.
Yeah. I've never come across them. I've never heard of them.
No?
No.
So, you should try making them and just start a day in advance.
Yeah, I've got a week to spare. No problem there.
Lots of time on your hands. Nothing but time to cook up some pierogies, right?
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, as I said, I like to kind of put them into a pan. Mm-hmm. And these are great to freeze. So if you want, put them on a baking sheet with parchment paper, mm-hmm. and you can just freeze them in a row. And then once they're all frozen, you can put them into a bag and just write the date on them.
Okay.
And that way
okay.
you can just mm-hmm. boil them straight from frozen down the line. Because this recipe will make quite a few. So you'll definitely have some left over to freeze.
All right. Excellent. And what's next on your list for today?
So next we were going to go with this creamy cucumber salad,
okay.
which is a very common kind of condiment
mm-hmm.
in the UK. And so we're going to start off with about 7 to 10 of the pepino chino, or if mm-hmm. you want, you can use about 2 of the longer English cucumbers. And we're going to use about half a medium purple onion, and I like to slice it really thin.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, anyone who's listened to me before knows that if you want to take that sharpness out, we can soak them in some ice water for a little bit. If you like that sharpness, you know, my mom mm-hmm. loves purple onions, so
oh, me
she
too.
Would never do that stuff.
Me too.
So mm. you don't need to do it. It's just a purely optional. And then we're going to use about a tablespoon of fresh dill, some sour cream. And if you don't want to use sour cream, you can substitute Greek yogurt if you wanted a lower fat
mm-hmm.
option.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have about the juice from half a small lemon and 1 clove of fresh garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to add some salt and pepper to taste. So we're going to start off in a small bowl, combining our sour cream, lemon juice, garlic, dill, salt, and pepper. And we're going to stir that and set it aside. And then we're going to slice our cucumbers into a large mixing bowl and add our onion. And then just before serving, we're going to add our sauce and coat the cucumbers.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because this will stay fresh about 2 to 3 hours, but because cucumbers have so much water in them, if you make this recipe too early, it's going to get watered down,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want that. So you can make the dressing earlier and then refrigerate it. Then when you're ready, you can combine your ingredients together. So add
okay.
the onion. And this is kind of like a tzatziki, but it's a more Ukrainian style. For a tzatziki, you probably cut the cucumber into a small
mm-hmm.
dice.
Mm-hmm.
And you would forego the onion, but you would have the garlic in it. So a beautiful option, and to me, like a really nice fresh condiment that can go with it. So if you want to make this salad, you can even forego the sour cream as the topping on your pierogies and use this if you want it.
Okay. Talking of pierogies, Mary Lou just said, a friend in Coronado makes pierogies in his restaurant. This is in a place called Fonda Extraterrestre. Sounds out of this
book. I've seen that posted on Facebook. So
yeah, sounds out of this world, really.
If you're not inclined to spend the time making them
drink
yourself,
to drive to Coronado, yeah, why not? Yeah,
why not? You know, look for any shortcut you can to spend a little less time in the kitchen. I totally get it. Absolutely. And then, I'm not sure, well, yeah, I guess we could squeeze in both of these. We're going to do our best.
We got five minutes, so, do we get the cocktail in before, just in case?
Sure, this is an easy one, and I've seen
it
popping up all over Facebook, in the last couple of days. They've renamed it, I just called it a Ukrainian flag shooter,
mm-hmm.
but others have renamed it the F. Putin shooter. You know, which I'm not going to say on the radio, although I think I can, but I'm not going to. So this is a very simple shooter. It's just using orange juice or pineapple juice, if
mm-hmm.
you prefer, and blue curacao. So what we're going to do is you're going to line up your shot glasses, and you're going to pour it in about half of the shot glass of your choice of juice, an orange or yellowish juice, so orange juice or apple. And then using a spoon turned over, so using the back of a spoon, we're going to slowly pour the blue curacao onto the orange juice.
Okay.
Right? And what this is going to do, because the blue curacao has more sugar,
it'll float.
Above the other, and you get this cute little shooter that looks like the Ukrainian flag. I think it's great if you're having some people over and you want to show some solidarity, you know, or if you're doing a little Ukrainian night dinner with all these different recipes that I've given, it's a nice little accompaniment. You know,
absolutely.
You're going to drink 20 of, because it's quite sweet, but definitely, you know, a nice display and, you know, surely Instagram worthy as well.
All right. And our last one is Ukrainian cheese pancakes, right?
Yeah. So this is more of a breakfast item, although you could have it as a snack if you want. They're called sirniki. And these use a cheese and a pancake kind of batter. So we're just starting off 1 pound. I put Farmer's cheese. It would be the white soft cheese that you get in Panama.
Okay.
A couple of eggs and some flour. We're going to add about 1/4 cup of sugar. And then some salt, so just a 1/2 teaspoon because you want to wake it up. And if you want, you can add raisins to this. It's an optional ingredient. I know some people who like it with and some people who prefer it without. And then just some vegetable oil for frying. And so in a large bowl, we're going to crumble our cheese with a fork. We're going to add our 2 eggs and mix that well. And then we're going to add about 1/2 cup of flour. We're going to reserve the remaining flour for the next step. You still have about 1/3 cup left over. And we're going to add our sugar and salt, and we're going to mix it nice and until it's nicely combined and it's smooth with no lumps and it's like a nice thick batter. If you're adding the raisins, this is when you would want to add them. Now, in a shallow dish, we're going to spread out our remaining flour, and using about 1/4 cup ice cream scoop, we're going to scoop out the mixture, and we're going to form it into a pattern. And we're going to drop that into the flour and shake off the excess. So kind of if you were doing like a mini batter station, except we're only doing the flour part. And in a large skillet, we're just going to fry these off in about 3 to 4 tablespoons of vegetable oil. And you want to cook them in small batches. And when they're golden brown, you want to flip them over just as you would with a regular pancake. And once they're all nicely golden, put them on a paper towel lined plate and serve them with some sour cream. You can serve them with honey, with jam.
Nice.
You can dust them with a little bit of icing sugar if you want. And it really is just this nice little sweet, you know, pancake.
It reminds me of it. I remember one of the things I always used to love as a kid that my gran or my mother used to make, and that was potato cakes, but they were very flat and done on both sides. I used to love that. Potato, because I mean, you know, I hate to say it, you know, because you know, all these things, some, a lot of these recipes come from when we had the Second World War, when things, like you said, when things were short and you couldn't get them. You know, we used to have dripping sandwiches. You know, the dripping from when you used to cook the thing. We used to spread that on the bread and have that. And my mother must have. I think she probably had the world record for being able to thinly slice bread. I'm not kidding you. It was like a wafer. You could sort of see through it, you know. And again, she said, you know, she said, no, it's just a habit because it stemmed from those times when bread was tough to get. And I tell you what, you know, it doesn't matter where you live right now. You can expect to see bread prices going skyrocketing and along with everything else. Because I know here in Panama, they do it very fairly. But when you look at the fuel, you see the price that fuel has gone up.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch out. You know, people here are going to complain. But, you know, if you want to complain to somebody, go and complain to the guy sitting in Russia who started all this.
Right?
You know.
Oh, and I mean, even before that happened, COVID was already causing enough.
Yeah, exactly. This is just, you know, plowing onto the top of everything. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows when all of this is going to calm down.
Oh,
but
I don't know.
In the meantime, we can show some support to Ukraine, make a few little Ukrainian recipes. We've got a whole bunch of options here that we've given today.
There we go.
You know, I think it's a very nice gesture if you're having people over. You know, it's a nice way to show the world a little bit of love.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what better way than to do it through food?
Absolutely. All we need is love.
Exactly. There you go.
And talking of which, thank you so much. And we managed to get everything in. We do well.
Wow. Look at that. I'm sorry for the...
No, no problem. No, sorry, missed you last week, but we were enjoying ourselves.
That's so nice. Yeah, it looks like you had a great time.
All right. Take care. Love to you and the family.
Love to everyone there.
All the best. Thank you, Sarah. Our feisty foodie, Sarah Solomon, with us this morning, all the way from Canada. A little bit of an issue with the internet, but we got there in the end. We got everything covered, which is absolutely great. Those recipes, you'll find them on our website today, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. So big thank you once again to Sarah, our feisty foodie. Yasmin wasn't with us today, but she's out working for us. She's gone to an event, so big thanks as always to Yasmin. And even when she's got her phone with her, she's still working. She's busy doing sort of all sort of internet things and stuff like that. So big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the UK. Of course, a big thank you to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney, for checking in with us this morning. The boys in Grupo Grada keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Tomorrow, what do we say? We say WTW, don't we? We do, yes. Welcome to Wednesday tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. I'll be with you. Just please remember whatever it is that you're doing between now and then, especially if you're behind the wheel of a car. Please, please, please do it carefully. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Cuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.